Greenfield! Greenfield, no! Allison, Steve, what the happy, happy new year, everybody! Peter here! 2025's here! Back in the house! Greenfield! Midnight! Welcome, Greenfield! We're superstars! We're superstars!
Walk out, walk out, baby!
Here it goes!
Come on, guys!
Okay, so here we are. Thank you, DJ Peter, for that rousing introduction. Amazing. And here we are again. TJ, Airwave Superstars. Talking about, hey, we're in a new year now. 2025. Wow, it's incredible. I can't believe it. So, how was everybody's New Year's?
It was awesome. I mean, just watching the Celtics before the New Year's, and they had a nice, good year so far. I mean, on Tuesday night, they blow out the Toronto Raptors.
It's on.
The hurt on the Toronto Raptors. 125-71, 54-point game. That was a good game for them. Starting off the new year, I think the Celtics will be able to.
My new year was very good. I stay up all night partying and watch a ball drop. I had a lot of popcorn, a lot of pizza, and a lot of candy. It was so good. I had a nonstop fun all night long. My Christmas was good. I got new t-shirt with Goody logo on it, which was very cool. I got stocking a lot of goodies with Reese's Cups and M&M's and a lot of other good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Get in there, Layla.
I had a lot of goodies.
Yep.
Get it,
I had a lot of chocolate.
Whoa.
A lot of goodies.
Whoa.
Did you stay up all night?
No.
How late did you stay up, Layla? How late? Here, get close to the
mic.
How late? What time was it?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. That's pretty late. That's pretty late. Okay. And when you woke up, it was a new year.
Yeah.
Excellent. And where's Mr. Peter again? Where did DJ Peter go? Is he still here? Where is Peter? Peter, how was your New Year's, buddy?
Great.
And what did you stay up all night and party every day?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Great.
Tell us what you did, buddy. What'd you do?
Had a good time.
Did you eat some food?
Yeah. I went to Friendly's in Florence, Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Friendly's in Florence,
Mass. There's still a Friendly's around, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
A cheeseburger and French fries, a cheeseburger, a Diet Coke, and a Cherry's Jubilee Sunday.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
That sounds good.
That sounds good, Peter. How was your burger?
Jubilee Sunday with ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
Jubilee Sunday ice cream.
How was your burger, Peter? Was it good? Was your fries good too?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cherry's Jubilee Sunday.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
That sounds good.
That's good, Pete.
What I did on my New Year's, I actually just hanged out with my grandparents. We played some games. We played Yahtzee. We played some blackjack.
Good and time. I see you got a nice Cobra Kai shirt.
Well, I've been had this, Josh. I don't know where you've been, but I've been had this one.
Hey, Cobra Kai is good.
Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai.
Did you do that? Did you have a karate match with your grandparents?
Cobra Kai?
No. I would never have a karate match with my grandparents because they'll kick my butt.
Did you like go out to the garage and like chop wood with your hands? Cobra Kai?
No, I'm not Daniel LaRusso in this. I'm not.
Are you sure you're not Miyagi?
I am not Mr. Miyagi. I am not Daniel LaRusso.
Cobra Kai?
I'm not doing the crane kick.
Cobra Kai?
But they are making another Karate Kid next year in 2025.
Tell us about it, Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Tell us about it.
This one's going to be
Cobra Kai?
Karate Kid Legend.
Legends, guys.
Now,
legends.
Karate Kid. What number is it? Karate
number
Kid
five.
This is number two with number Jackie. It's going to be with Jackie
this
Chan.
This is like, got to be four or five, right?
Four or five.
It's with Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio.
What,
it's together.
What'd you say, yeah. Ralph Macchio? Karate Kid 5, right?
I think it's the fifth one.
Five, the land
it's the
of,
fifth one. So
the Land of Broken Legs.
Part one, part two, part three, then Jaden Smith. Yeah, so this is the fifth one. And I'm pretty sure
Concussion
everyone,
Alley.
I've been hearing. But I think Mr. Miyagi's little kid.
No, actually, it's six. Because remember the girl, Karate Kid.
Oh, so it's been six. This will be the sixth one because the girl played it.
Karate Kid 6.
Yes.
And where does this take place?
This one.
In Japan, I think.
Yep. Because they're talking, because Mr. Miyagi, they didn't want his. He didn't want to talk about his son. That
he didn't want to spoil it. That's what he is.
And then
that's why he never mentioned it in it.
People didn't realize that
Cobra Kai.
He had a son.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Until they said that this one's going to be the next one,
yeah.
And they're going to train his
son.
His son.
Just like how Jackie Chan trained Jaden Smith and Mr. Miyagi trained Daniel LaRusso.
Well,
the Karate Kid movies.
Jaden Smith and
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan are, well, Jaden Smith is now pretty much all grown up. I mean,
he's all grown up now.
He's looking like his father, though.
He looks like his father, Will Smith. If you guys don't know who Will Smith is, he plays in Bad Boys. He plays in Men in Black.
He was in Star Trek, wasn't he?
No.
I don't think he played in Star Trek, Seth.
Oh, that was Will Wheaton.
That was Will Wheaton.
Wheaton was
Wheaton,
Next
Wheaton,
Generation.
Wheaton.
Cobra Kai?
Will Wheaton. Willie Wheaton.
What's this guy's name?
Willie Wheaton.
Who's the guy in the movie?
Will Smith.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've never heard of him, Seth. It's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, Seth, sure. You've never heard of Men in Black?
Will who?
Men in Black.
Men in Black, Will Smith,
I think
Tommy
that's Johnny Cash, right? Johnny?
Today.
Johnny Cash,
no,
and Men in Black.
Men in Black. Not
Man
Patrick
in Black
in
right
black.
Here, Patrick Jones.
I'm Men in Black right here, Seth. Yeah, Men in Black, everybody.
Not Patrick in Black. It's Men in Black.
Yeah, Men in Black is like one of the most popular songs that
Cobra Kai?
Anybody. And Will Smith as actually
Bad Boys.
Will Smith is the one who actually sung the song, that song, Men in Black.
And Will Smith sang it.
And he also played in Bad Boys.
Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life.
He played in all the Bad Boys, actually. If you haven't seen them, I recommend watching them in order.
I've seen Bad Boys. They're so good.
It's such a good movie.
Very funny.
Scooby-Doo Freddy? Really?
That's your segment.
I said Scooby-Doo. I said Scooby-Doo, not Scooby-Doo Freddy.
Right now, you're not talking.
Yeah, we're not talking about Scooby-Doo right now, Josh.
Jumping the gun there, Josh.
Yeah, you're jumping the gun. Stop it.
You're moving forward.
How can I
time.
Move the gun? I don't have a gun.
Cut the case.
2025.
Cut it out. Nope.
Hey, the new year is actually looking pretty good.
Hey, Josh.
I mean,
hey, Josh. Hey, listen.
Especially
if... Hey, Josh, this is Layla. Listen to me. You know what?
What's that?
I think I'm turning Japanese now.
I'm
Anybody did not know, in one of the songs in Scooby-Doo was Hey Girl, You Got Me Going.
Got Me Going.
It first became a popular top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in August 1963 when recorded by Freddie Scott.
Do you remember him? Hey, Peter, do you remember Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Did you watch that show?
Freddie Scott actually sung the song, Hey Girl, You Got Me Going.
Hey Girl, You Really Got Me Now. What?
Got Me Going.
You Got Me Going Now. Hey Girl, isn't that the Kinks? Didn't the Kinks sing that?
I believe so.
Hey Girl, You Got Me Going Now. Hey Girl, You... Peter, do you remember that, Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
What can you tell now, us about?
Now, Donny Osmond...
Whoa. Who? Oh, you know that guy. Tell Peter about that.
Donny Osmond took the song
Back to the Future.
The Billboard Top 10 chart with his cover in 1971.
And yes, bitch.
Yeah, he actually, because since Freddie Scott sung it, and then Donny Osmond who actually took it back. He's the most...
Donnie Wahlberg?
No,
Donnie Wahlberg. He was one of the Boys in the Hood, wasn't he? Was that group he was in? Boys in the Hood? Donnie Osmond and the Wahlberg brothers.
What you talking about there,
Willis? Wahlberg.
The Wahlberg brothers, right?
No.
Do you remember the Osmonds? Peter?
Mike's falling off here.
Grab the microphone. Hold on.
Watch it in the 70s.
Yeah. Who was there? How many? Can you name all the Osmond brothers? I bet you Peter can name them all. How many? How many were there, first of all?
Four.
And I think there were more. I think there were like five.
Maybe
five, six, perhaps?
Thanks for helping there, man. Thanks for helping. That's awesome.
What were the Osmonds' names? All of them. Can you name them?
Mike,
Peter's
Robbie,
right, Chip, get into the microphone.
Ernie, Mark, my three sons plus one,
Cliff.
Four,
Chip,
and
Donnie, and I think
Jimmy
Osmond, and there were some sisters as well. Who are the sisters?
Marie.
Who? What was her name?
Marie.
Donnie and Marie and Chip and Phil and Billy and Johnny and Jimmy and Chip.
Chip.
Right?
Like, I was just talking about this one.
And actually, if you look up the Osmonds, it'll show that Danny Osmond was a kid who actually sang it with his brothers.
Yeah, Danny Osmond was a big star when he was a child.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
He was.
Hey girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go. And hey girl, I tell you no, I something deep inside of me's going to die. If you say so, if this is goodbye, oh. This can't be true. How am I supposed to exist without you? Hey girl, now don't put me on. What's gonna happen to me when you're gone? How will I live? How can I go on?
Will I leave?
Wow.
Sounds like one of those very goofy, crazy killer clowns.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Matt. Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday, Matt. Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right, birthday. Here we go. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Sing it,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Matt and Jim. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Oh.
Hey, Josh. Nice and cheap, buddy.
It's Lindsay, buddy.
Hey. Burgers and weenies.
Wow.
Bring me in, me out. Bring it out, your burgers and weenies.
Good
job.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Nice and shade, buddy.
And now,
around the world, keeping you informed throughout your day with Superstar News. I did it.
Yes. So, in California, there's been a lot of massive wildfires. Thousands of people have been evacuated. So crazy. And this one big house was engulfed in flames. It just collapsed. The whole thing just burned to a crisp. And there was this firefighters everywhere trying to put out a fire, trying to control it, but they can't control it, but they're trying to figure out all kinds of other plans to put out these fires. Yes, crazy.
And also with the fires going on, there are at least 750 firefighters and helicopters pouring water over every single inch of the fires that are trying to be contained.
They had wildfires in L.A. I wish they'd do something about that.
Well, I heard that they did have a small fire in Hollywood, but it was quickly contained before doing any natural damage.
And now, downtown with Casey and Lynette.
And Jim too.
I'm gonna say,
I am DJ Wasa. I have a good day for listening.
Right.
With you, New Hampton, Broadway,
Forbes,
Museum,
Forbes.
Wicked cool. I saw the person, artist, painting. Just painting.
I got,
You go, Jim.
You were there too, right, Jim?
Weren't you there too, Jim?
Where?
Jim.
Forbes. Forbes.
Where?
Weren't you there too?
Forbes.
Into the microphone, go ahead.
Where to?
Where? Weren't you there? You were there with Casey, weren't you?
Hey, Casey, what you talking about?
New Hampton, Broadway, Museum.
Forbes.
That was North Hampton.
I saw a fish tank. I mean, we could call a fish. I love color and water. I don't know what kind of fish is it.
It's a goldfish.
Go fish.
The orange one you saw?
Yeah.
The
orange
side with the little fish.
I love goldfish. They're cool. They swim on the water, the ocean.
Yeah, I've been to that Northampton one before.
Forbes. Good time. And I saw Holly picture artist painting.
I did too.
That's beautiful painting.
Yep. It's a big place to go. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
Cool. Did you share, Jimbo?
Yeah.
About museum library.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what I had at Applebee's?
What? What'd you have?
Maybe back ribs, too.
How cute.
You guys have dessert?
Did
you have dessert?
How cake?
Yeah,
dessert, Jim.
I didn't have any.
Oh, it's my mind to my job.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
The Bushyard News.
Now it's time for Metal with Jimmy.
Heavy metal, my favorite.
Heavy metal. With Jim, how's that?
Heavy metal. Iron Maiden. I want to play this song. I forgot what song they play. I'm going to remember it, though. I got my thinking hat on. That's 1 second. I think I got it. This is one. Killer song. Iron Maiden. They're the best. Great Britain. I was there for them. I love it. Here it comes. Think I have it. Name of the song is?
Yeah. The Hills.
Run for the Hills.
Mine. For the Hills.
For the Hills. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wrong song. Come on now. Run. For the Hills. Are you meaning? Okay. Now we're cooking in gas. Keep it down.
Came so much the cream.
There you go. How's that?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Join me next time. More Roses Heavy Metal with Jim. That's me. I'm the guy. I'm Mr. Metal. Metal Jim. DJ Big Rig with a side of metal.
Excellent!
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Phil.
Nice lampshade, buddy.
It's lampshade, buddy.
Hey, where's the burgers and burgers and weenies?
How about it?
Bringing me out. Bringing out the burgers and weenies.
Burgers and weenies. A no-brainer.
Hey! Peter M! Here I'm here! Pay tribute!
Tribute to...
Pay tribute! To...
Airway Superstars!
Airway Superstars! Airway Superstars! Pay tribute!
Paying tribute to Airway Superstars by DJ Pat.
DJ PK! Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.!
To Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights leader. Martin Luther King was a great man. He tried to help a lot of black people. He tried to get them civil rights and unfortunately...
Civil rights!
And unfortunately, he was assassinated, which is very sad and awful, and why it started.
96th so anniversary awful. Of his birthday!
And that changed history forever.
Birthplace in Atlanta, Georgia!
And tomorrow I'll be thinking about Martin Luther King.
I'm thinking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.!
And tomorrow night I'll be watching Martin Luther King Dr. Ministry. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to love it.
I'm going to watch Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Assassination Tapes on YouTube!
Yeah, I'll be watching Martin Luther King's Souls on YouTube too.
He learned about August 23, 8, 1963 on a dream speech! Washington, D.C.! I had a dream! I had a dream!
Yeah, he gave us one speech in Washington, D.C., which was very interesting, which helped a lot of black people, and that was very nice. And yes, I had a dream about Martin Luther King.
It's a right for all people!
Civil rights for black and whites in all races. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you! Hey, you're welcome!
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Because I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Martin Luther King Jr. not only had a dream, but he wrote a treaty of knowing that he felt sad about white people and black people being apart. And he knew that if he wrote the treaty, he would be glad to see white people and black people sit on the same bus. He always had that dream, and now to this day, everybody really, really enjoyed being on the bus, same together.
And he also enjoyed talking about giving black people jobs and stuff so they can work for a living like white people do, so they can, everybody can be treated equally, which is great.
He always had that dream of not only people felt bad about, you know, black people felt bad knowing we can't be together with the white people, but he knew that if he had that dream, of Martin Luther King had that dream, he knew right away, he knew that he wanted to write the treaty. He knew that black people and white people are now together, they're right on the bus, getting jobs together. Anywhere where he had that dream, and look at it now. The whole world is actually realizing black people and white people should be together.
They said white people, black people should be together because it doesn't matter what color skin is, they're still people. They should have the same rights as white people. They said, I'll have the same rights no matter what, because if they don't have the same whites, they will feel bad. They'll be upset. They'll be like, "Hey, why are you treating me like this? It's awful."
Yeah, I mean, think of Jackie Robinson. Did he felt respected? No, he didn't get the respect that he wanted to be treated, because he was the first African American to ever go to the Brooklyn Dodgers, And no one really respected him because white people thought, hey, he's not supposed to be here. He's supposed to be with his own kind. But after a while, people started to respect Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, they had respect for him after a while, which is great. I'm happy about that. Proud about that, buddy.
Yep.
We'll be right back. There's been a lot of fussing and fighting in our lives, and we always have to beg and plead. We never have no restless nights. We can't never do what we please, no. I said we got to live together. Yes, we got to live together. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to
James Smash Bang. I went to Hoyoung Mall as a day. See round one arcade. Let's see Marvel Superheroes, Green Racing Game, and the Chinese place I have Sweet Chicken Egg Roll.
So Phil, I was wondering, but how is their Chinese food? Cause I love Chinese food. How was it, buddy?
That is good.
Nice, buddy. And what kind of games do they have in arcade? What kind of fun games? I'm just wondering.
Daytona USA Championship and Supercars.
Cool. Those are my favorite games too, Phil. I love them, buddy.
I actually went to the Round 1 arcade too. I mean, I haven't been there in a while, but I've been to their arcade. That arcade is pretty big.
And I've been to Hoyle Mall before. To Hoyle Mall has a lot of nice clothes stores, so a lot of and nice music store called FYE. And sometimes I go there and buy some new WAP CDs. I love it. It's just a fun place. I will keep going again and again and again to Mr. Hoyle Mall.
Yeah, I mean, the Round 1, the arcade is basically pretty big. I mean, they have slot, those big ping pong machines. I actually saw, I believe they have it, is the Metallica
hey.
Ping pong. The
hello! Did great! Video games are great! I like the app!
App
I'm going to get for my 62nd birthday at Walmart. I'm going to go to Friendly's in Florence.
Have you gone to the Chinese place at the Hoyle Mall?
Oh, no. I went to Friendly's in Florence, Massachusetts to get me a cheeseburger with double cheeseburger with French fries, a Diet Coke, and nice for my birthday is going to get me a Reese's Pieces Nachos. Yeah, great. Chinese food's great.
It is.
I think the noodles. Yep.
I actually like the Chinese place at the Hoyoke Mall.
Hoyoke Mall!
Yeah, they actually have like the noodles, and I actually get, because if I think I haven't been there in a while, but I actually get the chicken broccoli with the rib.
McRib!
Yep.
McDonald's!
No, not that. That's not Chinese food.
Chinese food and McDonald's.
No.
Coming soon.
No.
Grab a bucket and mop. Scrub the bottom and top. There is nothing so clean as my burger machine. With a broom and a brush, clean it up for the rush. Before you open the door, or to shine on the floor. When we finish one den, start all over again.
Tell me, what does it mean?
At McDonald's it's clean.
A break today at McDonald's. McDonald's. McDonald's.